is the fourth week of commercial real estate, the fifth week in the year, but you know, first week's still a holiday.
Actually working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the CRE bros have gotten their ski trips in. Things are starting. We're going to start getting spicy this week.
You think they're all done? All the ski trips?
No. No, never.
I feel like there's always one that's just like a President's Day one or spring break.
For sure. All right. Not a lot on the economic calendar this week, but on the initial jobless claims, last week the forecast was 210 and it came out at 224.
Ooh.
So some people filing that unemployment. So I don't really know exactly what that means, but I know that's not the direction you want it going. The forecast.
No.
This week. So they have raised forecast to 220 this week. And that comes out on Thursday. The Dow continues to just gain ground. Closed out the week at 38,654, up 1.41%. The S&P closed out at 49,58, up 1.37%. The NASDAQ closed at 15,628, up 1.1%. Oil kind of came back down, closed out the week at $72.28 a barrel. That's 6.22% down. The 5-year came down to 3.98. The 10-year came down to 4.032. So about a 1.1 drop in 1.1% drop in treasury. 5-year, about a 1.7 in the 10-year. And SOFR, of course, remained the same. So, you know, it's interesting. We're going through a refinance right now, right? With the Life Co. And, you know, one of my questions to the broker doing it was like, you know, what if we just wait as rates go down? And he kind of seems to think the 5 and 10 year won't move as much as SOFR will whenever the Fed cuts funds rates at that point.
But he also made a comment that they've kind of already priced movements in.
Yeah, so it's already priced in potentially. So we'll see. So we're negotiating that. So
we'll let you know how it shakes out.
Yeah, kind of interesting. Spreads are, just in case anyone's wondering, spreads are 225 to 250 points over whatever treasury you want to pick.
Thick with three C's.
Yeah, so all right, let's check out our...
I don't think you got that reference, did you?
What reference?
Thick with three C's.
Thick with three C's.
Yeah. No. You don't know that?
No.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
No, it was just a viral Instagram thing, meme thing. Like, oh, it's thick.
I did tell my kids something was lit the other day.
Nice. They probably were like, Dad's so cool.
I was like, that's lit. So let's see. Let's look at our real estate stocks.
Stonks.
On the week. Man, they're all down.
Are they?
REIT office down 5.99%. So my opinion on our whole REIT office run-up was people were just reading a chart and juicing it, you know?
Because
that's where the chart was. The chart was like, we've bottomed on these stocks, now run it up. Yeah. Now it's hit the ceiling.
The volatility started, the volume started kind of going up a little bit.
Yeah, so we're running it back down. So let's see. Yeah, you can see it all coming down. It's all coming down. But that's cool. So we can learn to watch it bounce again and probably trade it.
But, dude, that seems so risky. Just knowing what we know. The stock market operates differently, but...
The stock market is totally a gamble. And REIT office is the loser on a one-month performance. But on the three-month, it's still up. So...
Wild.
Gained a lot of ground, though. So... All right, what else we got? No football picks this week.
What's Prello doing?
How
are they performing?
Let's see. They are...
Did you see Avedikian's... he put CoStar. I guess CoStar has as much market share as some of the big brokerages.
As far as what?
I forget. He kind of did a big Twitter...
Big shit on...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got a bone to pick with them, and I don't remember why. He's just got, like, issues with their monopolistic practices.
I just wish the data was better. Well, for industrial, the data is good for everything else, but I just wish the data was better. It's tough for them to do, though, in Texas, since it's being a non-disclosure state. But Prologis is kind of just trending sideways and at $129.25 a share right now. I own Prologis stock. I mean, they're probably going to...
They're like the biggest... They're a 900-pound gorilla in the room.
Yeah. When they really... I bought them when they really started changing their tune from like... They kind of used to feel more like local guys working with them, and then they went straight institution, just chopping heads on everybody. I was like, well, I hate dealing with you as a tenant rep, but I'll probably buy your stock because I know you're going to just put the screws to people.
Yeah. So it's all about shareholder shareholder value creation.
Right. So
give me that. What's that? That lease that they used to clear form or
clear lease? Yeah, total scam.
You were like, clear lease is enforced, and I'm buying stock, and I'm not putting tenants in your buildings anymore.
It's funny. They always wanted to have a conversation with them about it. They couldn't answer my question. They didn't ever want to answer my questions. They'd be like, corporate speak.
Yeah,
because I don't think it's. I mean,
it is what it is.
Works good for shareholders, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, all right. Well, we got the Super Bowl this week.
Yeah. So,
it's in Vegas. You want to go?
You got 50 racks? I don't. Not on that.
No, I don't either. Not for that.
Not for that.
But that would be fun. Bella, you want to go to Vegas?
Yeah. Let's go.
All right.
Dang it. You know, you open Pandora's box when you ask her that question. She gets everything she wants.
Yeah, it's true. Vegas would be fun.
Oh, it would be incredible.
I bet Vegas Super Bowl week, where Vegas is actually the host, like starts. Well, I mean, Super Bowl week's always huge, right? Yeah. You know, so.
Do the shenanigans start today?
Oh, yeah. They probably started yesterday, I guess. I don't know. You know, they had the Pro Bowl flag football game yesterday. I didn't even really look at it. I don't even know what happens, too,
right after is Carnival.
What is Carnival?
Carnival is like with the whole world. All the Catholic countries celebrate Carnival, which is the day before Ash Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's like, when you see the parades down in Brazil, Fat Tuesday in New Orleans, like you've got that going on too. It's going to be next week is going to be nuts.
You could find a reason to party like every other week.
Oh, yeah.
And take off and go do something.
Yeah, this week in Vegas will be nuts.
Yeah. All right. Well, term of the week, I'm going to let you. Well,
who do you want to win?
Oh, I took the Chiefs last week.
Yeah.
I mean, I want the Chiefs to win. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of torn. I like to see Patty Mahomes win, but also another Red Raider is D-line coach for the 49ers and was teammate and good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see him win one. That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
He's been grinding out in the NFL for 20 years, D-line coach all over the league. And so
I would just kind of like some change.
Yeah, I think that's what the hope with Detroit was. Like everybody wanted to see a little something different because this is like a repeat of what, 19 or 21. I can't remember which Super Bowl was.
They didn't win. We just came out of a 20-year stretch where Bama just dominated. Yeah. New England dominated. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to talk about like full spectrum of sports, Yankees dominated from like late night. It's just like, I think people are, I'm speaking for myself. It's just kind of like these runs of these powerhouses. It's like, can we get some new blood in here?
But yeah.
I also like Mahomes. I think he's absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, they're kind of in that classification with the Patriots now, where everybody was just kind of like, we're kind of sick of the Patriots, you know?
So, yeah, dynasty.
Anyways, so that'll be fun. Kicks at 5:25 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why they host the Super Bowl on Sunday instead of Saturday, which Saturday would make so much more sense?
It'd be a lot better for everybody.
Everybody.
Health-wise.
But the one person it's not better for.
Who?
The host town.
Why?
Because it's an extra day of revenue if they have it on Sunday.
Okay.
So if it was over Saturday, everybody's out Sunday.
Oh, yes.
When it's over Sunday, everybody's got to get out Monday. So it's a whole other day of revenue.
Yeah, that's like a hard stop. We got to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So do you take your flight out on Monday morning or are you trying to jet out of there Sunday night?
No way. I mean, games that, well, I guess there it would be at like 3:30. So you're done at 6:30.
Good luck.
No, I mean, dude, I think you want to stay and party afterwards. Like, I think that's the point.
That's the point.
Like, I would probably, like, not even leave the next day. I'd probably leave Tuesday. I would probably take Monday and sit in the spa all day and just recoup.
Sweat it out.
Yeah.
When we run the Rose Bowl at Michigan State, I think we left on Monday. I don't remember. It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
It was a blast.
Well, either way, a lot of Red Raiders win. That makes me happy. Okay, term of the week. I'm going to let you take this one.
Lease to core.
God, it's so good. God, that's good.
Lease to core.
Gosh, I wish we got invited to these conferences where these larger PEs get to learn these new terms.
Do you know what I think it means?
What?
I think it's a value add term. I think it's like it's not stabilized or it hasn't reached its full potential.
Yeah.
And they're leasing it to make it a core asset. So they're doing that value addition.
Is that what core means?
What? Core assets?
Yeah. I mean, what?
Core assets, like, so it's hard for me. We look at such bad, not bad. We look at dirtier assets all day. Mm-hmm. So anything that's nicer than our shit, like, I think is core. Not that I love all of our buildings. I really do. I mean, majority of my net worth is in them. But yeah. It's easier for me to talk about it in different asset class. Like the building we were in at Holt Lunsford, that's considered a core office building.
Okay.
So like these funds would buy those things and they hold them for 30, 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
They're like, that's it. The money gets socked away. You know, you're betting on
just
long-term
location. Quality product.
Yes. Yes. So I think the term was used in a scenario where I don't know the background of the transaction, but I'm assuming there's maybe either they bought it on a forward or there's some lease up that was soon. And so it was a lease to core strategy.
Mm. Okay. So they bought a vacant good building and then
or leased. Or one with low WALT.
Yes.
And low WALT for the institutions could be 3 or 4.
Yeah. Patient capital.
Lease to core.
Lease to core.
Yo, are we leasing to core all of our stuff?
Sure. God bless you, capital markets people. Okay. Not a lot in the news other than Powell did come out and speak last week.
J-Powell.
He's not. They're going to cut rates, but just not yet. So they're actually ahead of schedule on their inflation where they expected, you know, they're already below their expectations where they were going to be.
Oh, really? Okay, that's good.
And this is pretty interesting. So, you know, in December, we were at 2.9. We're already below their expectations. The three-month moving average of the monthly print is annualizing at 1.6. So could we be below 2 by the end of the year? Let's see. So I guess some of the expectations are that they think there's a chance in March that there could be a cut, but it's only about a 40% chance is what the odds makers are taking bets at. But there's a 90% chance of at least one cut by May and a 30% chance that there's two cuts by May. I kind of hope they don't cut at all by May, but.
And, I'm with you.
And then the target on Fed funds rate by the end of the year is 4 is what the expectation is. So we're going for 5.25.
Yeah, 5.25.
So.
Yeah, I'm reading that right now.
It's in a range of 5.25 to 5.5. So as they lower Fed funds rate, you know, SOFR should come down, which a lot of regional banks price off SOFR. A lot of our lenders price off SOFR.
Yeah.
But interestingly enough, what, you know, banks try to make 300 points of spread off the Fed borrowing rate. So
we could come up with a rap song. SOFR plus 300.
Yeah. What is it? I heard another one. There was I was listening to the Trep podcast and he started to talk about one and he started to rap. And then it put in like the Cypress Hill Insane in the Membrane in my head.
Yeah.
And it was, you got holes in your rent roll. You got holes in your roll. So when you're buying these buildings, you got a big slug coming up, man. You just start playing that Cypress Hill. We should make a rap like that. That'd be funny.
And just like attach it in an email and send it back. Or DD.
Yeah, on the D diligence. Yeah. Or when we get a really just terrible rent roll sent over to us. And it's like, you got holes in your rent roll.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
So anyways, well, that's kind of it for this week, but we're about to get in the truck and head to Houston like we said we would.
Yeah. Coming for you, H-Town.
Yeah, so we're going to go.
I will never like the Astros, ever.
I don't really care for baseball.
Neither do I, but I just don't like them.
I think I watched like the last inning of the World Series. That's about it, when the Rangers won.
Yeah, so, didn't watch a single out.
I'm sorry. I watched one Rangers World Series game, and it was kind of nice the quicker pitch, you know, whatever. You know, they speed up the pitch and all that stuff, so... That was kind of cool. Pitch clock, whatever.
Pitch clock, yeah.
And but I don't know. I enjoyed playing baseball as a kid, but watching it is not, doesn't really interest me.
Back to J-Pal, though, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm kind of like you. I hope I've enjoyed, it's been challenging to do deals.
Yeah.
But it has been a joy to not have feeding frenzies 24/7.
Right.
I mean, we pretty much know we can count on a hand or two who's pretty active in the market when mm-hmm. we're going up on a deal that's, quote, end of quote, off market.
Yeah.
Don't joke with us anymore, guys.
Yeah.
It's not off market. You send it to 8 other groups. Wink, wink. It's fine. I don't care.
It's off market in the vacuum that you and I are talking.
Yeah.
And then I'll create another market after I hang up this phone call and call the next guy, too.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And what's funny is like, you know, the brokers we work with the most know that we all talk to each other, or we loosely all have principals in this town, have relationships.
Yeah.
But the ones who don't really realize that, it's so funny because they're like, oh, yeah, off market. Bah, 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 bah. I'm like, dude, I'm going to get a phone call from 2 or 3 other people over the next week and a half, two weeks, dissecting this thing. But to just get back, like, there's so much pent up cash.
Yeah.
We see any drop, it's just going to be a feeding frenzy again. Mm-hmm. It's going to just make it really challenging. But that's, I guess, why we get paid promote. So, well, that is why we get paid promote, is to find value in deals. But
back to, I always just go back to lead generation.
Yeah.
The more leads we can generate, the more deals we can review, the better opportunities we can find, because we can pass over more to find the real one. So,
H-Town, here we come today.
Yep. So we'll be down there. We'll report back next week on what we found.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of non-zoned properties next to a neighborhood.
No zoning.
Yeah, no zoning.
If you like your industrial assets by strip clubs and kindergartens, sign up.
Do you like a petroleum plant right next to your neighborhood? Because guess what? You can have that in Houston.
Give me all those.
Just a gas refinery. Chemicals. Just plowing it up.
Yeah. Suck it all in. All righty.
All righty. That's all I got. We'll see you.